why am I not being drafted into the Ukrainian army nowadays? Well, there are two possible explanations. First, I know I am past draft age, and hundreds of thousands of others will have to go into active military service before the nation needs me. Second, I guess, is that the army does not need my specialization as a military translator. I was trained to translate English. It looks like all the effort that Major Afanasyev, our teacher of military translation, put into me and my fellow students back in our university years was in vain. Nowadays, it turns out that most of us in Ukraine need no special preparation to speak to the probable enemy. That's because the most probable enemy now seems to speak Russian, a language well understood by the majority of Ukrainian citizens. It's my native language, in fact. I have always fiercely argued with those who've referred to my mother tongue as the language of military occupation. Will I have to accept their point now? Another reason they don't need my linguistic skills is that the probable enemy keeps silent. In the Crimean village of Perevalne, I approached two soldiers with machine guns in full body armor, but without insignia, and asked them who they were and what they were doing here. They didn't answer. They just took several steps away from me, then stopped and stared at me, their hands on their weapons. I asked both in Russian and Ukrainian. No answer. The same thing had happened just a minute before with another four armed men by the gate that leads to the Ukrainian Coast Guard's brigade, stationed not far from Simferopol, the capital of Crimea. Russia says the thousands of troops which have appeared in Crimea are not the Russian army, but local self-defense forces. Moscow claims you can easily buy military uniform and other stuff at a shop just around the corner. Well, I can't buy any of it. I can't find any rifles or helmets on sale. Maybe because the stock was all sold to the alleged local activists who lay in siege to Ukrainian garrisons across the Crimea. But where have they bought their armored personnel carriers, trucks and helicopters from? A special motor dealership? When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Elementary, my dear Watson. These silent, mysterious soldiers watched me talk to wives of Ukrainian officers behind the gate. These women have stood here for days on end in the hope that the garrison isn't stormed and shooting does not break out. They hope that those armed men, whoever they are, won't dare attack women as they seek to crush the Ukrainians' resistance. The women are going to stay here until the standoff in Perevalne ends, hopefully without bloodshed. The women plead with me to tell my fellow journalists not to take photos of their children when they take the kids to see their fathers behind the fence. The children don't understand why their dads can't come home to see them. They don't yet appreciate what an armed forces oath means for their fathers. Maybe the fathers didn't know themselves until this silent war broke out. The Russian army has never been regarded as a probable enemy in Ukrainian military doctrine. For many Ukrainians, it is still next to impossible to believe that Russian troops can be the enemy at the gate. However, eliminate the impossible, and still the truth defies belief. There are various war memorials scattered across the Crimean soil, most notably from the Crimean War of the 1850s and from the Second World War. Among the latter, there are a lot of monuments to the unknown soldier. It seems that the term "the unknown soldier" is acquiring a new meaning in Crimea these days, as Russia does not admit it is Russian soldiers whose numbers are growing here day by day, and who will be here during the referendum on whether Crimea remains within Ukraine or joins Russia. As for me, I don't want any new monuments to unknown soldiers in Crimea or anywhere in Ukraine. Maybe this war will remain pretty silent, not only because strange soldiers would not speak, but also because there are no more shots and explosions. Maybe, just maybe, we need a lot of luck and patience.